As we start Parshas Toldos, I'd like to try something a little bit different, and that's to, again, look at something more from the perspective of Parshanut, analyzing the text and a question on Rashi without necessarily coming to a beautiful message at the end. But I think it's important to do this every once in a while because I think it helps us understand and appreciate the depth of the Torah. The Parsha starts off by telling us, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, Avraham, holy to Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. And again, it's a little strange that we would have the double language. And what is the purpose of writing this here? Yitzchak already was born in Parshas Vayera. That's two Parshios ago. We know the fact that Avraham is his father. Why say this now? Well, the Torah actually right after that tells us that what happens in Yitzchak's 20th year of being married, at 60 years old, he finally has two children. And who are his two children? We know, Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov being a scholar, Yaakov being a pious, righteous individual, and Esav being, at best, more complicated, and at worst, evil to the core. Where does the need to come all of a sudden now to retell us who Yitzchak is? I believe that it very much comes from this moment. You see, everybody always wondered, who really fathered this child? Yitzchak is born so late in life, it's so improbable that his parents actually really had him. So when he's born, what happens? There's a chevra that says, this is not really Sarah's kid, but they got this kid from the marketplace. They adopted a child. And then later on, people say, okay, well, actually, he's the carbon copy of Avraham. And Sarah was able to nurse all the children at this party, and therefore it becomes clear that this really is, in fact, their child. Except that all of a sudden, when Esav is born, everybody once again says, who is the father of this child? How could a Yitzchak, born to an Avraham and a Sarah, have a kid like Esav? And rather than explore, the most logical explanation is, look at the other side of the family, a Lavan, a Besuel, so many people of questionable character traits. Why can't it be that? And the answer is that once again, people have doubts. So Rashi inserts in his comment, you know what happened? The people looked and said, how could it be? And then they looked at Yitzchak and they looked at Avram and said, oh, wait, it's the same face. It's the same person. Clearly, we are actually talking about the same child from the same lineage. And that is why Rashi has to insert it here. Because when Yitzchak is born, the question was more, could Sarah really pull this off? So what happened? She nurses so many children that day that everybody like puts it to bed. But this is where it rears its ugly head once again. And people are very questioning as to the authenticity of the father of this child. And then the people look and say, God says, I make the klastar panim, the face of one is like the face of the other. Once again, you can't have a question. Once you can't have a question, the people are forced to try to figure out other explanations as well. Rashi thoughtfully puts the comment in this place because it's a place that makes the most sense. Have a good day.